How would you feel if you lived in a wheelchair and didn't have mobility in your legs? Citizens with disabilities have a struggle with fulfilling daily activities, and a majority of individuals are in need of assistance of another individual. Most people in society tend to not want to interact with individuals that are deaf, blind, or in wheelchairs due to feeling uncomfortable with humanly differences and stereotype those individuals with disabilities as weak or handicapped. The problem with society today is that nobody cares about the individuals with disabilities and tend to only care about the things that only affect themselves, which includes the government not wanting to give money to financially support citizens that cannot afford health insurance, not allowing citizens with disabilities to be able to work, and excluding children from basic education. Everyone needs to start treating individuals with disabilities as equals in society, which includes granting them the inalienable rights to be able to have an education and a job. Individuals with disabilities usually don't have the privilege of education, unlike most teenagers and kids in society. Most individuals that don't have a disability experience and are given education their whole entire childhood. Imagine if you are 20 years old and have never been in school for having a disability. Why does society have to discriminate against those who are different? That's what's wrong with society these days. The people who are given education don't think about the individuals that do not have an education or just don't care because it's not them without an education. In an article, African American Students with Disabilities by Rosalie S. Bone, Howard University, and Arlene King Berry make the claim that minority children with disabilities did not receive education and emphasizes that these children were excluded from public schools. The disabled are individuals who are excluded from the mainstream of society's daily social interaction when the article states minority children in particular were entirely excluded from public schools and more than half of the country's 4 million children with disabilities were not receiving appropriate educational services. Individuals with disabilities are human beings. That includes their rights of being able to learn, but schools are taking away those rights by excluding them for needing extra help more than a typical person. This is hindering, isolating, and taking away from the natural social interaction that the individual should be experiencing when learning in a classroom, which is not only important for children to interact with others as a way to learn, it builds social skills and makes those with disabilities feel included. How do you think people learn social skills? It's definitely not by being at home. Society needs to include individuals with disabilities, not exclude them from education. It is that simple. Society's morals are justified by the rights given to every human being, which should include the individuals with disabilities. In an article, Disability in America, by Vicki A. Freeman, Linda G. Martin, and Robert F. displays that the problem with society's way to comprehend the underlying policy that discludes individuals with disabilities. Individuals with disabilities are excluded from public schools due to their incapability of not being able to do a certain activity. This is included when the article states, the underlying social policy behind such a legal response has been one that segregates and excludes people with disabilities from the mainstream society. This policy was justified by the persuasive belief that disabled persons were incapable of coping with either society at large or most major life activities. Individuals with disabilities might not be able to do all activities that individuals without disabilities can, but it doesn't mean that the disabled don't have the capability to learn. Society shouldn't exclude them from learning in school for an individual having more needs than most in public schools, and shouldn't assume an individual's capability. This shows that society won't even consider the individuals with disabilities to have an education for having extra needs and assume that they cannot do a certain activity for having a disability. Society needs to realize the discrimination that has become more and more apparent against individuals with disabilities from having an education. Most individuals with disabilities are old enough to have a job, yet will not be hired for having a disability. Individuals with disabilities don't have the option of working or being able to have a job due to the extra support needed for the individual with a disability to work. In an article, Disability America, by Vicki A. Freeman, Linda G. Martin, and Robert F. claims the main issues with the disabled being unemployed is due to the extra assistance needed to fulfill a simple task. Individuals with disabilities are excluded from working opportunities for being unable to participate in a certain activity which may be required for that certain job. This is included in the article when it states the numbers are important because the cost of support systems, both human and technological, for people with disabilities are substantial. Disability is associated with reduced work workforce participation, although the majority of Americans and majority of people with disabilities are of working age. Individuals with disabilities may need extra help support systems, which most places that offer jobs don't want to spend extra money to give individuals with disabilities human and technological assistance, therefore making it inevitable for humans with disabilities to be unemployed due to the companies, stores, and places that hire to not hire these individuals even if they are of age requirement. That still doesn't mean that it is morally correct to disclude individuals with disabilities from any job opportunities and is discriminating against those with disabilities. There is a solution to both problems of the disabled being unable to have an education and have a job, which is society's willingness to actually give attention to those who are disabled and include them in the mainstream of society's physical and social activities. In an article, Simple Solutions by Disability Rights Education Defense Fund displays solutions to problems individuals with disabilities face, when it states, the health ministry and regional governments, in coordination with the Social Security Insurance, draft, plan, and implement community-based rehabilitation strategies with the participation of persons with disabilities, their families, and communities, in coordination with the related education, employment, and social services. Society could implement the community, government, and schools to participate in aiding those with disabilities, which can bring society together as a whole. By doing this, society would be able to provide extra support for the disabled and stop the discrimination against them. This shows that society could play a large role in making the life for an individual with disabilities better by giving them their basic right to fulfill activities. Next time you are walking down the street, realize how lucky you are to be walking, and make the conclusion that there are people out there in the world who can't walk. Every problem has a solution, but the only problems that get solved are the ones made known and taken action upon. Society needs to realize that not letting individuals with disabilities not have an education and job is a problem, but can get solved if citizens spread the word about this issue and come together as a community to create a solution. The disabled are human beings just like you and me, which means that they have human rights just like you and me, which means they should have equal opportunity to take in what the world has to offer and acquire what they need, just like you and me. Individuals with disabilities may face challenges of stereotypes and being called handicapped, but it doesn't stop them from living and playing the role of a human being in society.